A clue to a changing climate could be in your nearest lake. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, David C. Richardson, associate professor in the biology department at the State University of New York at New Paltz, discusses how lakes can show signs of a warmer planet.
Lakes provide us with drinking water, food, and recreation. At the same time, lakes can serve as important gauges for changes in the world around us. For example, lakes collect heat from the atmosphere. Each year in northern locations, lake surface waters warm slowly from spring to summer, just as air temperatures do. Lakes can develop a warm surface layer that can be 1 to 100 feet thick, depending on the size of the lake. However, the bottom of the lake stays much colder, even in the summertime. This is temperature-based layering, or stratification. If you have ever jumped into a lake and find your feet much colder than your shoulders, you are experiencing stratification. Recently, my colleagues and I have looked across northeastern North America from Pennsylvania to Maine and west into Ontario, Canada, to examine how lake temperature and stratification patterns have changed over the past 40 years. We use data collected from over 200 lakes by state governments, professors, students, nonprofits, and citizen scientists. 90% of the lakes across this region showed increasing stratification and warming surface waters by, on average, 1 degree Fahrenheit per decade. This is comparable to the most rapidly warming lakes around the world. Surprisingly, the deepest parts of the lakes were not warming consistently with the surface waters. Lake characteristics, such as the shape of the lake, can regulate how deep water responds to warming surface water and air. As a result of the changing climate, summers are getting longer and winter ice cover is getting shorter. Warm water fish like bass are succeeding while cold water fish like trout are finding it harder to survive. Harmful algal blooms are increasing and negatively affecting water quality. Climate change is warming lakes and rapidly modifying the ecological resources that we value.
That was David C. Richardson of SUNY New Paltz. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.